And I've got two screens in front of me. One is text about Bubba's Sulky Lounge, which is an iconic dive, but really one of the few places to really dance. It's it is a strange place.
It so is.
Yeah.
And if you, so like Tim, my partner, moved to Maine. We met almost a year ago during the pandemic. So he's never been in Bubba's. And I'm sure he's not alone. There are probably people who have never been or came here, you know, took advantage of the crazy market or whatever and said, you know what, I'm going to move to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And have never been to Bubba's. So how would you describe it? I mean, how can you even?
Yeah.
Someone said antique bazaar flash dance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
pretty good. Mm-hmm. Saturday Night Fever meets Barn Rave Antique Shop.
Yes.
Barn Rave Antique
Shop. That's pretty good.
I like I just like the Barn Rave Antique Shop.
Yeah.
That's it.
I like this one. Collect everyone and you get one set of teeth.
Oh, my God.
How would you describe Bubba's Sulky Lounge? Norman Bates Hotel Party Palace.
Okay. That could be good, too, yeah.
Okay. Saturday Night Fever Antique Shop. 80s Time Capsule Dive Bar. Toys Hanging on the Wall. After that, it's fun. Okay. Dingy Disco Dive. I'm going to save this one because I think you guys might like this one the best. Creepy Antique Store Dance Club. Sticky Light Up Dance Floor.
Sticky Light Up Dance Floor.
80s themed frat party with bartender, light up floor, and more fun. Acid trip on a David Lynch movie filmed in a thrift store. That's pretty good.
I don't know okay.
I like one of those weirdo
directors.
I don't
know that one either.
Okay.
Yeah. And wasn't he like Mulholland Drive and stuff?
I don't know what that is either.
Yeah. These are the things that we talk about at Emerson College. That's why I pay all those student loans so I could know the David Lynch Bubba's reference. Yeah.
Failed out.
Buffalo Bill's Basement from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, that could be good.
Oh, boy.
Because that is actually very descriptive and very right on point.
This is good. Flea Market meets Saturday Night Fever.
That's good.
Where coronavirus began. Oh, my God. Oh, yard sale with alcohol.
Ooh. That's actually great.
That's pretty good. That is great because that actually makes me want to go.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Like, you don't want to go to Buffalo Bill's basement bargain, whatever it was. Right.
But
you don't
I'm intrigued now.
Yeah.
This one says, like the basement of your ex's serial killer grandmother.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wow. That's
okay.
Yeah. Okay. And what I would say to add to that, one thing that people haven't mentioned is where you're never alone because there are mannequins in the corners.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Okay. If you have enough to drink, you may hit on a mannequin.
Oh my God.
Okay. I wouldn't know who that would have happened to.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Just
a sad day for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough rejection to take.
That's a tough one. I thought
so. What do you think is the best one?
He just didn't say much. I say yard sale with alcohol.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I still like the antique store references, though.
Barn Rave Antique Shop.
Barn Rave Antique Shop.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would combine Barn Rave Antique Shop.
Where coronavirus started.
That's pretty good.